I didn't order any pens.
No.
What company are you from?
No, I'm bringing them over right now. That's it.
What company are you from? What company are you from? What's your name? What company are you from? What's your name? Until I get that, I will have cops here. Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
Hi, ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes?
My name is Maddox. I'm the author of several books, and I find your attitude repulsive.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Maddox. I'm a famous author. You can
Maddox?
Google me. Yes, Maddox.
How do you spell that?
M-A-D-D-O-X. Listen, I'm not impressed by your behavior on the phone right now with my producer.
But I don't know where these pins are coming from. And
what do you mean? We're doing the tournament. It's a podcast
tournament?
Bowling tournament.
Even Rocket don't like you, and he likes everyone. And you'll never like to admit that you've been wrong. We've been so caught up in this gossip, we always see what's going on, and now we know. You're always sleeping on your own, 'cause if your fans won't buy your book at all, then Maddox, you just went and cucked yourself. And if you think your lawsuit's holding on, Maddox, you just went and cucked yourself. You lost when Ramos told your law dog to get bent. You should have never shown your face again. And every opinion you talk about is wrong.
Twitch God.
I think you've forgotten where you've come from.
Twitch bod.
And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking you're still there, they don't. But then your lawyer showed up. And if you think your lawsuit's holding on, Maddox, you just went and cocked yourself.
Welcome back to I Am the Greatest, and I Still Am. The opening song was by me, a Vizzy G cover of Nick Arcada's Go Cuck Yourself. Go check it out, soundcloud.com/VizzyG. I've been pretty busy lately, but it's all been good. ASC Presents has a lot going on this year, and because of the coronavirus lockdown, it'll all be happening in a row for the next 5 months. Check out youtube.com/ASC Presents if you haven't yet for my protest video trilogy. The fun parts of my time at an illegal Easter, disobey dodgeball, and the downtown Los Angeles coronavirus lockdown protest with Dick Masterson. Bird said a no-no word during that last one. Anyway, let's get to the thing you're here for. In archival format, ASE presents these calls from a show I did with Wasted Memory right around the launch of this show. That episode solidified my determination to make this premise funny or die trying. I still hope to do live-action prank videos based on I Am the Greatest in the future, but for now, this will be a placeholder until we start getting more content up on ASEPresents.com.
Thank you for calling Comfort Inn. How may I help you?
Hi, you guys got one of the room keys that like opens up like all the rooms, like, you know, like the maids have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can I borrow that just for like, it's going to be like 3 hours?
What?
Well, it's for the podcast we're doing.
It's for who?
The podcast we're doing with the hotels and everything. It's for the, like, you know, the hotel podcast.
We'll have to contact my manager for
Madcast Media Network.
Yeah. You want to talk to my producer here?
It's what?
Here, talk to my producer here. He can fill you in.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Maddox. I'm the author of several books. You may have heard of me.
Of who?
Have you heard of me? My name is Maddox.
Maddox?
Maddox.
Maddox?
Yeah, have you heard of me?
No.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie adopted me when I was younger, and I wrote a book. I'm pretty famous. Okay. Wow, okay. Anyway, I'm the producer for the Madcast Media Podcast Network, and we're doing the podcast at the hotel. It's going to be a live show. Are you guys ready?
Hold on one sec.
Okay.
He's got to talk to a manager on this one.
I'm going to rent the ballroom out for our podcast. Wasted, you're my co-host, Sativa Shan.
Sativa Shan? Comfort Inn ballroom. It's got two stories, you know.
We're going to sell out. 12 people are going to be invited. If we hit capacity, nobody will ask what the capacity is. I can say I sold out.
That's right. You know? The sold out show, the sold out show. Yeah.
That's what a stereo is taught me.
And this would have sent hold for every, yeah.
That's a bop. You guys drinking anything tonight?
I got some
very manly White Claw.
White Claws.
Manly. Pussy juice cocktail here.
Coffee.
I'm drinking frozen yogurt so I can feel more emasculated. Really get in the character of Maddox.
That's a good call.
My coffee cup is a little owl.
Is it lavender flavored?
I keep thinking the pauses means that like.
Yeah, they're gonna come
answering.
Back.
No.
Like I kind of want to dump this here.
I'm all for abandoning things. I like to quit. I'm a quitter.
Sound like my
I
dad.
I think you can quit well. Most people don't have that skill, though.
I quit on them. I gotta talk to a pin master.
Whenever you do whatever, but whenever...
This is Melanie. How can I help you?
Hi. I want to talk to the pin master there, the guy that controls all the... Because I want to get my pins put in for the tournament coming up.
Oh. Jenny is talking to somebody right now. Let me put you on hold.
I got these guys, like, they're on hold here, and I got them on hold. They're on their way down with the pins right now, and, like, I just want to make sure there's a spot we can put them. Like, they're about 20 minutes away.
Oh, you mean... I'll let you talk to Jenny.
We have
She's
a lot...
Right here.
There's a lot of pins coming. A lot of pins.
This is Jenny.
Hi. Do you guys have the space ready for us? I was just telling her...
A what?
We're on our way down right now. We have... The trucks are coming. We have all the pins for the tournament coming up, and I... do you have a spot for them ready? Do you have the doors open?
For the tournament on Saturday?
We gotta get these pins in here.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We got all the pallets of pins. We have several pallets of pins. We need to get these things delivered here. I got the guys about 20 minutes out. They're on hold right now. I have them on the phone.
I didn't order any pins.
No, these are for the tournament. They're on their way.
Like I said, I didn't order any pens. Nathan never relayed that we ordered pens for the tournament.
Well, they're 20 minutes away from you right now. So, do you have a spot like open for them or doors? Like, what's the procedure here?
No, I don't.
Are you the pin master?
Like, can I ask who this is?
I need to talk
can
to
I ask
the pin.
Who this is?
No, you need to talk. It's not important. I need to talk to the pin master.
Well, not here, but you know. Can I ask who this is?
No, it's not important. I need to talk to the person in charge because you obviously
well,
don't know what's going on.
Well, if it's not important, then it's not an important phone call.
You're not the one in charge.
And tell me where you're from, or you can go hell.
Excuse me, man. I don't have to take this shit. I don't even have to take this shit. We'll just drop him off outside.
You can't. There's nowhere to put him. I have a full parking lot. You have nowhere to put it.
I'll leave that shit anywhere
I... What company are you from?
I'll leave that shit anywhere I damn well please.
What company are you from?
No, I'm going to leave that anywhere I please right now.
What company are you from?
No, it doesn't matter. It's not important.
I didn't order any pens.
No.
What company are you from?
No, I'm bringing them over right now. That's it.
What company are you from? What company are you from? What's your name? What company are you from? What's your name? Until I get that, I will have cops here. Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
Hi, ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes?
My name is Maddox. I'm the author of several books, and I find your attitude repulsive.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Maddox. I'm a famous author. You can
Maddox?
Google me. Yes, Maddox.
How do you spell that?
M-A-D-D-O-X. Listen, I'm not impressed by your behavior on the phone right now with my producer.
But I don't know where these pins are coming from. And
what do you mean? We're doing the tournament. It's a podcast bowling tournament for my podcast, The Best Debate in the Universe. We're hosting it there. We've already talked to Andrew.
Who's Andrew? I don't have an Andrew who works
Matthew.
Here.
Matthew.
I don't have a Matthew who works
here. Wait, what was the name you said earlier?
What?
You said a name.
I never said any name.
Yeah, you said someone's name.
No, I didn't.
Whoever that guy was. We talked to him.
Yeah, my husband's not here.
Well, we talked to him before now. He wasn't there.
He
was on the phone. I rang it up. I went, hello? And he said, okay.
What company are you from?
Hold on.
This is Madcast Media, ma'am.
MadMaxMedia.com. Madcast. We put the fart in podcasting. It's a massively popular podcast show. I've written three books. One of them was a New York Times bestseller. We're going to be renting out your venue as a favor to your husband because he's a fan of mine.
He's never talked about you guys.
No, he talks about me all the time, he said, in his email. He emailed me. He asked me to do a show at the bowling alley.
I have no idea about this because any event goes through me. He's the pin master, maybe? I don't know. He's never called himself that, but, like, any event goes through me.
No, he's the pin master. That's what he said to me. That's why we're just trying to reach the pin.
I'm guessing if that's what you guys are calling him, but that's...
Do you own... You really think that you're getting equal say in the business decisions, but you don't know what a pin master is? Maybe he's just lying to you and stringing you along. Like how Lisa drives a fake steering wheel in the opening of The Simpsons, which is a reference
I'm
holding up.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
That's okay. Can we talk to your, whoever is your boss?
I am the boss.
There's gotta be, do you have a male employee that's below you? The gender differential will make up for it.
No.
Please?
I don't.
Wasted.
Where's the goddamn pin master? You need to give the pin master some fucking respect here, lady. The pin master deserves some respect. And I'm going to put these goddamn I'm going to throw them on the roof. How do you like that? I'm not as nice as this other asshole. I'm going to put these fucking pins on the roof.
Hey, pin mistress, where's the pin master?
Have fun with that. You guys call from a private number, and you can't even tell me the company that you're working for.
Ma'am, it's all on Wikipedia. Just go to Wikipedia. It's all on there.
My name is Maddox. My name is George Maddox Orangutan. I am a famous author.
Okay.
We're from Cast Media. Cast Media. Cast Media.
Okay.
I worked at the bowling alley.
Oh my gosh, you guys are crazy.
Why are you still on the phone? Don't you have a husband?
Don't you have work? Yeah.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Off of the phone,
it's funny that I can't understand what you guys are saying.
Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone.
They always can't understand what you're saying suddenly.
Just hang up the phone.
Why can't you hang up the phone?
I command you to hang up the phone.
Jenny,
oh my god.
Call.
You're asking me now? Oh, why can't you hang up the phone?
Hang up the phone.
Why? But I like talking
Jenny,
to you guys.
Jenny, terminate the call. Huh? Jenny, terminate the call.
Please, Jenny.
Who
please.
Jenny,
look,
terminate
will,
the call.
I will sue you for $20 million. Don't hang up.
Why?
Because it's in character.
Why?
I don't know. It's in character, ma'am. I never break kayfabe, for I am a famous celebrity author.
It's crazy, though, to me.
Okay.
Is it really that crazy, though?
Like, what book? Because I would love to read it. I read it.
Oh,
my family, my
Alphabet
husband,
of Manliness.
Here, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Copping a field. You should cop a field.
I'm sorry,
hello,
what
sir?
Was that?
Sir, do you cop fields?
Other bowling alley,
that's
sir.
Hilarious.
Do
you... Not answering.
That's
huh?
a trick.
Alphabet of Manliness, really ma'am. That's my book. My book is Alphabet of Manliness. Please check it out in a garage sale near you.
That's great. So which podcast will this one be on?
Godzilla versus Podcast Zero, if we ever come back from hiatus. We haven't done a podcast since October, but 1 week we'll get in there. Whenever Haley's not fucking her actual boyfriend.
Oh, who is that?
Haley's my co-host I want to fuck. Is this going anywhere?
Lady.
Hang up the phone.
Listen, lady.
Revoke the right to vote. Revoke the right to vote.
I'm sorry about that. I had to help somebody.
Listen, lady,
how
we can't look. We can't spend all day playing labia games on the phone. Like, we have to get this thing going. Like, what's your problem? Can we hang it up now? What the fuck?
I don't have a problem. I'm just wondering what company you're with because my husband never told me anything about him.
Madcast Labia Media.
Mad Max Media.
Mad Cast.
Oh, sorry.
Mad Cow.
Sorry.
Mad Cast, you dumb bro. Oh, my God.
God, women can't even listen
Mad
to things
cat?
On the phone.
Cat.
Fast Cat.
Horseycat.com.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Fast Cat.
Are we positive about this? Because it keeps changing, which... place to look for you.
I have a speech impediment. It happens, okay?
Ma'am?
Huh? I'm sorry. There's like three people talking. I can't understand. Are you skipping?
It's clearly a prank. Do you
what?
Have nothing better to do with your time? We're clearly fucking
evidently,
with you.
Evidently, you don't have enough to do with your time if you're calling me to talk. So I'll
correct.
All right,
wow.
It's a Tuesday night. How's it going? You know, why not?
This genius is like, oh, you shit in your pants,
well, good,
I'll
good,
shit in
good,
my
good,
pants, because you did it first. Fuck out of here, lady.
What is her, what, why is she mad at me? I didn't know anything about y'all coming here.
Why is she mad at me? Shit.
You know why.
Misgendering is against the law in some states and Canada, so you better watch your tits.
It's what?
Lady. Misgendering means
is that a threat?
The law. Yeah.
Is that a threat?
I
so
said,
I should just tell
kid.
The cops that Mad Pat Media has threatened.
Mad Pat Media.
Mad Pat or Mad Pat?
Fast.
Mad Cat?
Fast.
Pat.
Like a podcast.
Like a podcast. Mad Cat?
Pod Fast. Pod Fast.
Fast.
Mad Cast, you dumb bitch.
So great. You have such a high processing rate. Your brain machine.
I'm sorry, I can't understand because there's three people talking.
Like five.
And only half a brain listening.
You've had sex with three people at once. It's not that hard to follow. Come on.
It kind of is because you've been fading in and out. Like, I don't know if perception's not good or not. But yeah.
No, it's just you having a stroke.
And when you're playing, like, fart noises, it does make a sharp to hear.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, like that.
Really? Wow. Weird.
So the pen's here yet or no?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm dumping them out right now, man, out of my ass.
Perfect. So I should look for them on the rug, correct?
Yeah.
I put one in your car.
Oh, my car's not here. Legit, my car isn't here. So whoever car that is, good luck for them.
Oops.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for your time. Hang up the phone.
Me? Why do I have to hang up first?
Please hang up the phone.
You hang up first.
This is basically cheating on your husband.
Huh?
This is basically cheating on your husband, the pen master.
Why would I cheat on my husband?
He's the pen master and you're jealous.
Oh my god, I can't take you anymore. I'm hanging up on you, you damn weirdo.
Jennifer?
I don't think it's ironic, my hatred of women. I think it might be real. How did she get it wrong over and over?
Good afternoon, this is Corey Arp. I'm Arion. This is
Savannah.
Can I help you?
Hey, we need to get that front room cleared out for the podcast. How much power do you have available down there? You have like a big electrical service down there? Like, I got the guys from Madcast coming in. They're getting all the boards wired up and everything. We need at least 2 boxes full of power.
Just a minute.
Yeah, tell them we need at least 2 boxes.
Thank you for holding. My name is Bambi. How can I help you?
Hi. Did she explain or, like, let us start over or what?
She said something to the effect of you wanting to make a podcast and you wanted everybody to leave.
No, we need to get the room cleared out here. I need at least 2 boxes of power to, like, power everything. Everyone's got to get cleared out of the power where we're setting up the tables. They have to clear out there 100%, but, like, everywhere else is fine.
Out of where, sir?
Down the main lobby down there. I hear a bunch of people in the background. They have to clear out. I got to get these tables in here, and we need at least 2 boxes of power.
And where am I supposed to get that from?
No, I'm asking you for it. Like, I'm telling you, I need that from you.
I don't have anything like that.
Huh? No, I'm telling you, we need that. I need 2 boxes right now.
Okay.
I don't have to take this. Listen, I'm a famous podcaster. I don't have to take this shit. They said to call this number, and you'd have all of everything figured out. Like, you're affecting, like, my podcast now. I need to get this put in here right now.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for your inconvenience, but
I don't think you're really sorry.
What you're talking about. No, really, I am, because I don't even know what.
I don't know when someone's bullshitting me.
What's your podcast on?
What do you mean, what's it on? It's on the internet,
are you supposed to be? Okay, so, all right, then.
It's a fucking podcast.
You have a nice evening.
It's an AM radio?
Oh, I want to talk to her.
I could call her. I think I could call, call her back.
Yeah, I'll ask for Bambi.
Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Courtyard by Marriott. This is Savannah. Can I help you?
Hi, yes. Hello? I was just hoping I could speak to... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is George. I was just hoping I could speak to Bambi, please.
Okay, give me just a second.
Thank you so much. Hello? Hello? Ma'am?
Thank you for holding. My name is Bambi. How can I help you?
Hi there. My name is George. I believe you just got off the phone with my client. I apologize. He likes to yell at people. I'd really like to walk that down a little bit. Were you aware that we had arranged the venue tonight through Doug from Hoobastank that Maddox would be coming down to do a podcast? Because he seems upset that you don't recognize it.
No, I was not aware at all of it.
Okay, no worries. Is there any way that we'll be able to make it work tonight still? He's really upset.
I'm calling my manager right now and I will find out. Is there a number that I can call you back with, sir?
What's the manager's name?
Karina.
Okay, so she might be... Let me check this paper. Okay, yeah, okay, cool. This is great. Karina's the one who knows Doug, so if you could just let her know that Doug from Hoobastank set it up. Maddox will be down there in about 45, 50 minutes with his posse. We're going to set up the live show, and then we'll be ready to roll. His shtick is kind of a Gallagher thing. He brings out pumpkins.
Hang on just a moment. Hang on just a moment.
Okay, of course. Hello?
Hello, she's on the phone right now. She's going to call me right back, so...
Okay.
And then I'll let you know something, because she doesn't seem to know anything about it.
Oh, no. Well, there's... So I just got to let you know there's almost nothing I can do to stop it right now. He's already left. He's in a violent rage. He does these shows across the country called Traveling Tantrums, where he shaves his head and he goes around and he smashes pumpkins with little faces drawn on them, like a Gallagher type thing. And I mean, Maddox is coming. There's really nothing he can do to stop him once he sets his mind to something.
Well, okay, then we'll call the police. It's fine. I mean, if that's the situation.
He's written a lot of books. The cops might choose
him. Okay, that's good. Well, that's fine.
Man,
I just don't want to see it.
This is
a place of business, so. I mean, there's no sense in getting upset. When I find out what's going on, then I can make sure that it works out well for you. But if not, then I can't do anything about it.
I want to talk to Karina right now. I demand it.
Okay, well, she's not here.
Give me her number, and I will call her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you can call back in just a moment.
Go ahead and give
she's
me her number
me back.
Right now.
This Western end.
Hey, I'm not really sure. Can you help me? I'm up in one of the rooms here. I'm hiding in one of the rooms right now. I just took a little bit of acid, and I was just wondering if it was safe to come out.
Yeah, you're in one of the rooms. What's your name?
George.
That's the last name?
No, that's my first name is George. Sir, it's George.
Your last name?
No,
your last
first
name,
name is George.
I don't see that your name's on here.
I one of the rooms, like, they're cleaning it, and I was starting to trip, so I snuck. When the maid was in there, I'm like, oh, thanks, it's my room. All right, and I went in, and I closed the door, and I'm in there, and I'm hiding in the dark right now.
You don't know where you're at, or what?
I'm in one of the rooms. I'm hiding. I turned off all the lights. I'm in the dark.
Well, you can come out of the room. Are you safe? I'm sorry?
I'm trying to walk around, and I just bumped into something. I can't see anything. All the lights are off. I'm hiding.
Okay, what part of the building are you facing, north or south?
I'm on my feet.
You're facing south of the building or north? You're facing the oranges or you're facing the trailer park?
I'm looking towards my hands. Sir?
Are you upstairs or downstairs?
Sir, I think the acid, I need to write another book. So I need to get some parchment paper or something. So I gotta get this book written down before I forget.
Are you upstairs or downstairs?
No, I'm in the room.
They're all at Telstar.
Yeah, I know you said that, but we have rooms upstairs and downstairs.
No, I'm in the room. I'm not on the stairs.
Are you in the room upstairs on the top floor or on the bottom floor?
This room is not on the stairs. It's flat. Sir, this room is flat, and so is the earth.
Okay, because where are you calling me from?
No.
How did you see the phone?
No, my cell phone. I can't see
You said they took your cell phone.
Who took my phone? They didn't take my phone. Who's they?
Where's my phone?
What's your phone number and I'll call you back?
What do you mean?
What's your phone number so I can call you back?
I just called you. Why? I don't understand.
Your phone number.
I'm talking to
your
you right now.
Number.
Hello? The phone number.
Yeah, so
phone
I can
number?
Call you back.
Can I have your phone number?
You just dialed it.
Yeah. So I don't. Yeah, I don't. I'm already talking to you.
Well, where are you calling at?
Huh? No. Okay. I need to get this done, so I gotta go. Okay. I need to get this done.
Okay.
Just please send up some paper.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
It's really. This is Kevin. How may I help you?
Hi, how's it going? Did you say your name was Kevin?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Maddox. I'll be coming in there with my podcast crew. My co-host Rucka Kucka's on the line with me. We were just calling about the menu provisions. Hello, Kevin.
Yes.
Hi, Kevin. No, I refuse to be put on hold, Kevin.
I'm sorry about that. Can you repeat what you were saying? I was busy up for customer service.
I'm the author of several books, and I refuse to be put on hold or ignored for other customers. You understand me, Kevin?
Sir, how can I help you?
I'm coming in there with my podcast crew, and I need to make sure that you fit my dietary restrictions.
Okay.
Okay. Now listen, one of my comedy peers is an American broad, and I've explained to her several times who I am. And when I bring her in here, we're going to be exchanging urine for dinner. I would like
right over there, okay?
Sterilized cups to the table.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have any dietary concerns, Rucka Kucka?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, everything's going to be cool down there. I mean, like, with everyone's medical condition and everything, we need to have some sterile urine, like, at the table here.
What time are you be coming?
It'll be tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have some sterile urine at the table here. It's for the digestive systems.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if you want, I can pass some my manager so you can tell her all about it.
Oh, I refuse to speak to a woman. Go ahead and clear this for me now.
Well, sir, if you want your table work for tomorrow, I would rather you speak with the manager.
Speak a little louder, please. I'm hearing too much soy. The phones actually cut the bass out and they amplify the treble, so you got to speak with less soy, sir.
Let me pass it to a manager, okay?
Hurry up. It's a woman.
Hurry up.
God damn it. God damn it, rock'em robots. Who want us to talk to women?
I'm not sure.
You're insane. I can't permit these e-girls.
I don't know if it's a prank call or not a prank call. I'm just an idiot that works at a stupid fucking restaurant.
Is that a hold or hang up or?
I just don't even know. I don't even know if it's a prank call.
That guy literally can't even.
He
couldn't
even
have less baritone in his voice. I know I sound like a girl or a child, but fuck.
It's funny. It's funny. But yeah. I like when somebody can point out some shit like that out. Like, your phone's doing this. So I like it. Made me think of the Cars That Go Boom song.
Oh, thank you.
The We're Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom. So turn down your treble and front your bass, cause cars that can be heard almost any place. Why don't you play that, Wasted?
You're doing a good job.
It'll get you taken off.
What?
Yeah.
What are we still? Are
we like
hold?
The cars. That
I think
go
so.
Boom.
It's up to you.
I'm trying to figure out how to try YouTube Studio. That's how I was trying to figure out.
That guy was pretty quick to agree to bring sterilized cups so we can drink pee.
Yeah, he was pretty nice about it.
I think he was just doing the.
He was gonna pass it to the.
This is Savannah. How can I help you?
Hi. I need some help.
Yeah, how can I help?
My buddy, he's got this dietary restriction thing going on where, like, he has to have like a small dish of a sterile urine at the table, and then we soak the food in it, and then like it gets sloshed because it's for the digestive systems. I was just wondering if that would be at all possible.
I need a corner booth.
Like in the corner
booth?
He says he wants it in the corner booth, yeah.
Once you get here, as long as I have it open, we can see you. You might have to wait a few minutes if I have somebody in the corner booth.
I refuse to wait. Nope, tell her I'm not waiting.
He gets very excited. He's an author. He made several good books. He made a book about grabbing women's asses, and he gets kind of feisty around. Like, that's where you just got to put him in the corner and just kind of keep him, like, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. Like, we just kind of, you know, we give him his little dish, and he writes his books, and we just keep him over there.
And there should be no problem. Yeah, just come on down, and we can get him, okay?
Just make sure you don't, like, turn your back on him. Just, like, I would back away from the table or anything, you know?
Ask her how big her tits are.
Yeah.
My cop a feel.
Yeah, he says C is for cop a feel. Did you hear, ma'am? Yeah. That's very good. That's very good, Maddox. It's very good. Ma'am, are you going to be able to accommodate this okay?
Yeah, so once you come in, and I'll have you talk to the server, let them know what he needs, and that's perfectly fine.
He knows bad touch, but I mean, like, sometimes, you know, you just go ahead, feel free to smack him one, okay?
Does the restaurant, do they have proper urinal etiquette? Because that's you. You is for urinal etiquette.
See, he's making his books again.
Urinal etiquette. Do they have good ones? Do they have good urinal etiquettes?
Ma'am, please. He wants to know about the urinal etiquette there.
I can ask. I personally haven't been in the bathroom, but let me ask.
She's never been in the bathroom.
He can kind of hear the phone right now. Yeah, he needs to know the urinal etiquette. Can you ask one of the guys there what the urinal etiquette is down there?
Yeah, hold one second, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem.
God, it's as my career goes on, I get fatter and it's harder to breathe. But I write books. Really? I write so many books.
So many books, Maddox. So many books.
Several. I've written several books. In the email to Busby's, he says he's the author of several books. If you look up several...
Yo, what's good?
Hello, are you the manager?
Yes.
My assistant will be talking to you about my restrictions.
Restrictions? What do you mean?
Please talk for me.
Which
I need to write my book.
Yeah, well, which one is this now?
This is the man.
I'm not understanding. Who is this, and what are you calling for?
Is this the one before that wouldn't hang up?
Don't you dare hang up. I am a famous author.
Oh, that's...
How dare he? I am an author.
Okay, now we're... I think, was that one hang up or two hang ups?
I think we're still on hold.
I think we're still on a hold.
No, I can't even tell anymore.
No, I think we're still on a hold with one of them.
Okay. Will you sign my book?
Is that...
I will sign books for them.
I think I'm gonna...
I need a book. Where's the book?
I'm not liking all this hold stuff right now.
I will be broadcasting y'all on YouTube.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Put the link in the chat.
I'm a crazy weirdo and I'm calling you. I hope to get the copyright strike. Perry Grips, please flag Matt stream, blah blah. Did I do it? Am I good?
Oh, I didn't start yet.
Damn it.
I'm trying to.
Dragomir, do you have something ready? Because I think we're still on perma hold of these guys.
Yeah.
I think.
Wait, hello?
Thank you for holding. This is April. How can I help you?
Yeah, so
What's the status?
I'm sorry?
What's the status?
What's the status of what, sir?
Are we at a is this a go? I mean, I explained everything before. Like, is this a go? Yes, no?
So what is your question? I'm sorry?
Like, I'm just assuming this is a go at this point.
I don't know what you need, sir.
Like,
how can I help you?
Like, everything's a go. Like, we're golden. Like, everything's good. 100%. I don't remember what I was telling her before, so, yeah.
It worked.
It was a dietary restriction of a drink of piss.
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks solution. Can I help you?
Hi. Is the guy with the mustache down there, he is yelling about podcasts and stuff, and he smelled really bad. Like, is he gone?
There's a guy with mustache and podcasts?
He was yelling about his podcast or something outside. He's like, I'm a famous podcaster, and I don't have to take this shit. And he just, yeah, and he smelled really bad, too. Like, we just kind of, like, we're going to come by and, like.
Yeah, I'm looking outside right now, man. There's nobody out here.
He kept screaming his name is Maddox or something.
Maddox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he down there before? Like,
I didn't notice anybody.
Huh. Okay. I mean, well, he was down there. Like, he's in front of the store, so I thought I'd call and ask.
Well, yeah, we didn't have anybody complain to us about anybody either.
Like, he smelled like I don't even know how else to describe. Like, he smelled like the Taco Bell man.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Interesting.
Well, okay. Cool. I mean, well, thanks for the info. I mean, you know, I love you.
All right. Good luck out there.
I love you.
Thank you for calling. This is John. How can I help you?
Hi. There was a like weird guy outside, like yelling about a podcast or something. Is he gone?
Yelling about what?
He was yelling about his podcast or something and affecting his livelihood or something like that. Did he leave?
Let me go check out front. I'm sorry about
he
that.
Said his na- he front, kept but... screaming his name. I'm Maddox. I don't have to take this shit.
Doesn't appear to be any vagrant roaming around out front.
Are you sure? Right, like, he kept now, screaming no. His name as Maddox. Like, I'm Maddox. I don't have to ever take this shit. And he just kept, like... He is kind of like, God, he's really weird looking too. Like, just a foul smell, foul mouth. I don't understand what he was on.
I'm sorry about that, man. I mean,
he's just screaming about his livelihood.
Yeah, you can never expect what you get in Hollywood, but doesn't appear to be anybody out front of the restaurants right now.
His livelihood was okay.
I'll get the security out here and make sure he doesn't come back.
Yeah, make sure that guy stays far away from there.
Yep, absolutely. All right.
Thank you.
All right, bye. All right,
bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, I need to get one of those room keys that opens up all the rooms.
Sorry. Who's this?
My name is George. I just want to get one of those room keys that opens up all the rooms in the hotel.
You can't get that.
Why? No, I just need to borrow it for a little while. I just need to check out the rooms.
Yeah, you can't get that.
Why not?
Only the managers get that.
No, I can have that. You can give it to me. It's fine.
Not if the manager doesn't authorize me.
Why? No, it's fine. I give you permission. It's fine.
Oh, sorry, my manager's a girl.
No, it's fine. You can give me the key. I'll give it back in a few hours. I won't take anything. I just want to go in the rooms, take a look around. Would you happen to have a list of names of all the people staying in the hotel right now?
No, I don't. Like I said, only my manager has that.
You don't have it in the computer or anything? You just can't print me out a list? Just to give it to me with the room key.
No, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Well, no, you can't or won't, or I mean, like, you can just, like, go ahead and click print, and I just borrow that key just for a couple hours, you know, in, out, real quick.
I can't even print a key.
What? No, I don't want you to print the key. No, what do you mean print the key? What are you talking about? Said,
come on, kid.
Be realistic just here.
Just hook him up.
Yeah.
Give him the key.
Just give me the key.
No.
Yes.
Please?
I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I need the key for urgent business.
Yeah, sorry, I can't do that.
I have very, very urgent business to conduct. I gotta get into these rooms and just look around. And just look around. I'm just.
You do that in the morning.
No, I'm just gonna look around. I'm not going to take anything.
Just looking around.
I just want to look around. I got to make sure everything's safe.
Yeah, no, I can't let you do that.
But you can. Don't be a bitch.
Some marathon man shit.
Damn. You just called me a bitch.
Well, don't. I mean, like, you don't have to be, you know. I mean, you could just, like, be cool, you know, and just. I just
you're like, not a come bitch, with. Sweetheart.
Yeah, you're not a bitch. Yeah, just you can come with.
Oh, you're great. We'll cut you, and like you can when we hit the road. So these TVs.
Cool. Okay, well I gotta go. I'm kind of busy.
Well, so are we. So we get that key. And just
what are you doing?
Out real quick. Yeah, you're not doing anything. Come on.
Yes, I am.
What are you doing? Come on. What are you doing?
Talking on the phone.
Yeah. Oh.
Awesome.
I can tell you're smiling, so it makes me happy.
Just give us the key. You like us. We won. We won this time. Just give the key.
Just give me the key. Ma'am. Ma'am.
What are you doing tonight, sweetheart?
Hello?
What time do you get off work?
Listen, lady. Hi, I'm having trouble. I had all the ice here, and I'm trying to like flush all the extra ice down the toilet, and it's not working.
Okay, Mask is calling.
My name's George, but I can't get all like I keep flushing it, and it just like it's water, right? It's ice. I just can't seem to get it to go down the toilet.
Hang on one second.
It just keeps backing up. Ma'am, it just keeps backing up. It's melting, but it falls out and it melts on the floor. It's not melting in the toilet. No, then I can't pick it up because it's all melted on the floor.
Who is this? Are you joking with me?
No, this is very... ma'am. Ma'am, my sock... my clothes are getting all wet because the suitcase is there.
Well, get off the floor, silly.
Ma'am, there's a lot of ice.
I'm sorry about your ice.
Well, the cords got wet, so I had to put them. I had
my
to
socks.
Put, like, yeah.
My
all the
socks
cords
oh my
got
goodness.
Wet.
Oh, the floor got wet.
No, the cords.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Is there? Can you help?
Probably not.
Well, then I mean, what do I like? What do I want to talk to you then?
I don't know. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, my socks are wet.